Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Afternoon to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Is the word pronunciation or pronunciation?
We have just been talking about this for a good 15 minutes.
Because I feel like it's pronunciation.
You've been asking me and Caitlin about it for a good... And Caitlin, what did we say?
Pronunciation.
Yeah, we said pronunciation. And you just won't believe us,
No,
you?
Because I feel like that I've heard people say pronunciation.
We said that's the English way of...
Well, I've Googled it. Let me see. Oh, there's a lady here talking.
This week's word of the week is pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
Pronunciation is a noun, and sometimes...
And then you and Buzz started, because Buzz, you agreed it's pronunciation.
Absolutely,
yeah?
Pronunciation. That's how I've always said it.
Pronunciation, or pronunciate, as you say.
Pronunciation. Is that what I say?
Yeah. So
yeah.
It doesn't sound right.
I don't know,
but
you guys got so happy that you were right.
Yeah.
Very rarely right, Tommy.
Caitlin and I were just pulling your leg for the last 15 minutes.
Were you?
Just so you could go, pronunciation,
no,
pronunciation.
So
pronunciation,
what is it?
Pronunciation.
You're no help.
Caitlin, what is it?
Pronunciation.
Mm.
See? It's not. It's pronunciation.
No, that's how the English say it, mate. You don't get it. Anyway.
I'm a pom, remember? At the end of the day, I say pronunciation.
Cup of tea. How's it going?
I need help.
What's
My
happened?
Daughter is going to marry a royal.
Harry.
My daughter is wreaking havoc. I need help. I need the people of this great country to assist me. I have not faced this problem before. I've had a son who's now 10 and he never did this. She is doing it and it's out of control and I don't know what to do about it.
So your daughter is so cute that I feel like you'd let her wreak havoc. Mm. So this, I'm assuming this must potentially be dangerous.
This is a real safety issue.
Okay, great.
A huge safety issue.
Okay. Oh, great. Life, I say great. I
mean, life and death issue.
I mean, is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm going to stay tuned. That's
you
up
are.
Next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Just as well, we have great listeners listening to our show. Gillian's joining us. Gillian, help solve the problem. Is it pronunciation or pronunciation?
Pronunciation.
Thank you very much.
Now, Gillian, what? I'm so confused.
What's hold on. What's your expertise, Gillian?
Well, when I was in school, primary, I studied elocution.
Now, is it electrocution or elocution?
No, Tommy, sometimes people need electrocution.
There we go.
Elocution. Hey, Gillian, just while we've got you, what are some of the really common ones that people get wrong?
Now you're using my brain. Well, I say vitamins, but you would say vitamins.
Mm.
Yeah, I say vitamins.
Yeah.
Do you say dance or dance?
Dance.
Prance or prance?
Plant, dance, and if I were to say prance, you'd probably laugh at me.
I mean, I would a little bit, yes. What about if you went into the bank branch? Was that what you'd say?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Gillian, you're fun. Thank you for calling in and getting involved.
Thanks, Gillian. All right, let's talk about my daughter. She's cute. She's adorable, but she's 2.5, so she's just getting a bit of attitude. She's becoming very defiant. Right.
Would I be correct in, from an outside eye, it appears like she's realised how cute she is and she's using that power to get away with
stuff. Yeah, like she puts hats on and she'll just go, Evie's so cool.
Is that what she says?
Evie's so cool. She puts my bras on. Just putting my boobs on, mummy.
Put your bras on.
She puts my bras on. She's obsessed with putting my undies on. It's really weird.
Really?
Yeah, my dolls get my collection. Her dolls get my undies on them all the time. I think she's just at that age where she wants to play mum, so she's dressing up her dolls and putting them to bed and everything.
Yes.
But anyway, her defiance, look, it's cute at times when she wants to wear like hot PJs in the middle of a summer day or when she wants to wear two different shoes. I'm kind of like, I'm just going to roll with it,
right?
But this I can't roll with.
Talk to me.
Driving along the other day in the freeway.
No, she shouldn't be doing that.
No,
you're right.
She shouldn't.
You're right.
Chris is driving her home. He picked her up from me at work, driving her home. He calls me in despair from the side of the road and he said, you won't believe what Evie has just done. And I was like, oh, what? Has she done a poo? Has she done a what's going on? Why are you on the side? Why have you stopped on the side of the road? He was driving along, singing away, and then he looked over next to him and in the front seat was Evie and she had taken herself out of her car seat, unclipped the clasp, climbed over while he was driving along and he turned and he was like, what are you doing in the front seat of the car? And she was like, Evie don't want to sit in her seat anymore. And he was like, well, you have to. We're in the middle of the road. There was traffic everywhere. He was like, do I stop and put her back in the seat now when all the cars are moving quite quickly? Or does she stay sitting unbuckled in the front seat of the car until I find a safe spot to pull over? Then he started thinking, what would the police do if they pulled me over now? Will they go, it's totally okay, mate, we understand. Or would they have said, you should stop, stop. You can't have her driving without a seatbelt on. Anyway, he found the closest place to pull over. She refused to get back in her seat, like didn't get back in for 25 minutes. And so, he did not get, she would, so every time we put her in the seat, she screamed and then unclipped herself and climbed out again.
And so is it that she's just learned to unclip herself or she's just decided, nah, bugger the
both.
Car seat?
She's just learned to unclip herself, but she's also learned that if Evie decides Evie doesn't want to be in the car seat, then the car can't drive.
Evie talking about it. You know what? Tommy
she
really
talks
likes,
in the third person.
Tommy
too.
Really likes Evie talking in the third person.
Yeah, and she calls herself Edie too because she can't say the V, so it's Edie.
Edie.
Yeah, it's very cute. It wasn't cute though, 20 minutes on the side of the road.
What's
they had to
the
go
fine?
Pick some flowers. I don't know, until that she can't, we can't drive with the kid not in its car seat.
Sorry, the main worry shouldn't be the fine, the main worry should be the safety of the child. Yes, good.
I need help. How do I keep her in there? Ollie, if I just yelled at him, like even raised my voice slightly and said, get back in the car, he would have sat in the car seat and stayed buckled up. She's not going to be like that.
So can you put her in then gaffer tape the buckle up?
I thought you were just like gaffer tape her in there.
I'm also
go round and round and round.
I mean, that's another idea, desperate times. I'm sure a parent would have gaffer taped their kid to a chair at one point.
But then what, you need to get in and out all the time. What are you ungaffering it every time?
Yeah.
Anyway, 131060, I need your help. If you've traversed this area before, how do I keep her in a car seat?
Okay, you haven't got any idea. No.
Well, I don't. The idea I have is to buckle her into her car seat.
Yeah.
But that's not
and
working.
Then she's thrown a spanner in that
We roof. Even offered like chocolate when she got home. Nah, didn't care.
Edie, very clever.
131060.
When you say it.
Carrie needs your help.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I need help. I need to trap my daughter in her car seat. Mm. She's roaming free while driving and it's huge concern.
So she's 2.5 and she's just learned to unclip herself and she's decided that's it. The world is too big.
The world
too
is her oyster.
Yeah. Edie want to roam.
Edie want to roam. Oh, I miss her. Sharon, what do I do?
Well, my 2.5-year-old grandson was a bit of a Houdini. So what we did, according to Google, was got some really heavy-duty Velcro. You know Velcro that you pull apart?
Yeah.
And the spiky bit, you need to get the self-adhesive Velcro, and the spiky bit of the Velcro, you stick that on the back of the car seat. So their little fingers, when they push on that buckle, they push on the spiky bit of the Velcro and they just can't get it undone because it hurts their little fingers.
Inflict pain. Ooh.
No, but that's genius because it's not pain all the time. It's only on the button.
Yes.
Sharon, you are a genius.
You should market that.
Yeah, and it worked because he did it a couple of times. I heard him all try, because they have to push it really hard.
Hard, yes.
To get it open, and so then it'd stick in his fingers. And he didn't like that, so then he didn't do it anymore. So
yeah, because she takes some time to do it. I've noticed now when I'm driving with her after this has happened that from the moment we get in the car seat, she spends the next 15 minutes trying to work out how to undo it.
Yeah.
So it obviously takes some thought. So I hurt her and then she won't do it anymore. It sounds like a good philosophy.
Yeah, or you could go with glue on the button and then she'll stick to it. And you go, well, it's going to
Lizzie, what is your thoughts? What should I do?
You can get a Houdini stop, which is designed just for this. It's a clip that goes between the torso and the shoulders and it clips onto the strap so they can't get it undone.
So will she learn to undo that, though?
Well, it's designed for this very reason. Well, hopefully not.
Do you think it's bad that the product is named after someone who always got out?
I thought it was a good play on words, really.
Right. I just thought they picked the ultimate escape person, and so you were just thinking, well, this isn't going to keep them in.
That's right.
Okay, so Lizzie, with the Houdini stop, sorry. I missed the stop bit. I thought it was a strip. No. That name makes perfect sense. I'm sorry, Lizzie, I've wasted your time.
You know who's got the perfect answer? Marie in Melbourne, how'd you get your kid to stop getting out of its car seat?
You there, Marie?
Yes.
What'd you do, Marie?
Oh, look, she was a nightmare. Every time I got in the car, she'd unbuckle her seat. I was in a four-wheel drive and it was sort of further away, couldn't get to her. And she just ran around the back seat. I said, the police is going to get you, the police is going to get you. And then I got pulled over. And the policeman came up and I said, look, can you actually tell her off so she won't ever do it again? And she never did, so it was fantastic.
So get the police to scare the life out of her.
You know.
Well, yep.
And it worked, Marie?
It did. She never, ever did that again.
The great news about this is I have a policeman stripper outfit. And I am more than happy to suit
Edie,
up.
Edie, stop getting out of your car seat.
Now, Edie, did you request this music?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland, and my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl, was a story about my childhood. A childhood with mentally ill, addict parents, child protection, foster care, and more. But my mum says none of it is true. So now we're comparing our versions of the past with my Podcast One series, Mum Says My Memoir Is a Lie. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Oh, it's happened again. I can't believe we're still talking about this citizenship drama. Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie is the latest politician to be caught up in the dual citizenship scandal, resigning this afternoon. She received confirmation from the UK Home Office early this morning that she obtained British citizenship through her Scottish father.
Surely they must look around and go, when nobody cares, there's not a problem.
I know.
And I think Jackie Lambie's great.
Oh, I do too. She made this really emotional speech in Parliament this afternoon. She was telling people that she doesn't blame her father for all of it.
I love my father to death, and I do not blame him for this. He's done nothing for which to apologise, and he has been my strongest supporter. It's not because of him that I'm leaving this place. It's because of him that I'm here in the first place.
It's always mum and dad's fault. Remember the one where it was like my mum did it without me knowing?
Yeah.
Like,
like, was that Frydenberg?
Yeah, Frydenberg.
Yeah. Jackie Lambie is, I've disagreed with a lot of the things she said, but I think she's been the most refreshing thing in politics for a long time because she actually says something.
Well, remember when she was talking about her son who had
a lot of history of drug abuse?
Yeah. And she was talking about how hard it was. She's spoken a lot about what it's like to live on welfare and when there's been talk of welfare cuts. She was just a normal Aussie woman, single mum trying to, you know, make her way in the world. And I think she connected with a lot of people because of that.
And is at a time when people are thinking more and more that they don't know what politicians are doing. They're just wasting our time, wasting our money. She was a fresh voice.
Oh,
so
no, it's
disappointing.
Such a shame. There's going to be no one left. They should just start from scratch.
Let's start again.
Start again.
Wipe them all.
Oh, wouldn't that be good? All right, next story I have, I know is your favourite. Actually, the next two stories are your favourite.
No,
you specifically asked me to put them in my bits. It's hard to fit the next story in my bits because we're talking about a 10-month-old boy in Mexico who has just hit a staggering 28 kilos, which is the average weight of a 9-year-old kid.
He's the cutest, fattest kid ever.
He's so cute. But you and I disagree because we both agree that he's cute. But it makes me sad and it makes you happy.
I didn't read into it. I just saw the photos and went, he's cute. And then I wanted to do a competition, how fat's your kid?
Yeah.
And then
I said
people
that was
insensitive. Why? We're celebrating chubby little. He's so cute.
He's got major
I didn't
medical
dig into
issues.
That. Don't bring the tone down.
He's got, I think,
he's a cute fat kid.
But it's not cute. He's in hospital like 3 or 4 times a week.
Chubby kid's a happy kid. That's what we've always said on this show.
I'm not sure that's been our show motto.
That is. I've got T-shirts printed. I just didn't want to show them to you yet because I've secretly been feeding you inside because they're really large T-shirts.
I have noticed my belt getting a bit harder to do up. And the final story I wanted to bring to you is what word comes to mind when you think of jail?
Karobakan
prison in Bali. Close. We should get our pronunciation expert to come back to that.
Oh.
Okay. Mm. I usually think hell.
Yeah.
Yeah? Hellhole? Well, that's not the case for Australian Thomas William Harmon. Thomas William Harmon doesn't sound like the kind of guy that would go to jail.
He sounds like very fraud-based crimes.
Does he?
Yeah, one of those businessmen that secretly been...
White collar.
Yeah, Cayman Islands accounts and things
like that. He just walked out of Karobakan prison with a huge smile on his face. He spent 3 months and 15 days in prison for stealing a pair of designer sunglasses in Bali.
I love how they say they're designer.
And on his, well, pretend design, knockoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on his way out, he said his jail term had been great, thank you very much.
So,
We've seen the prison. We've seen images of it when Chappelle Corby was in there. It did not look great.
Yeah, but he's seen him in person. I love it. He came out and he said, it was great. I wasn't fearful at any time. And I wanted to do, have you been to prison and was it great? Give us a call, 131060.
I also didn't think that was appropriate.
What? I mean, look, we've already taken...
Now we've got someone that's called up as a fat kid.
Now, Georgia, I'm assuming, have you been to jail and was it great or are you calling about the chubby kid one?
I'm calling about the chubby kid one. I've never been to jail.
Okay, you haven't been to jail. That's good. Try and keep it that way. Who's the chubby kid?
Pardon?
Who's the chubby kid?
My brother.
Okay.
How old's your brother?
He's 9 months.
Oh, and how fat is he?
Yeah, he is. He's chubby.
Has he got like the rolls where it looks like he's wearing a hairband around his wrist, but it's actually just the
he's
crease?
He's got the rolls on his neck.
Oh, hey, I mean, it is cute. Now that we're talking about it,
Let's give Georgia a prize. Caitlin, our producer, what can we give Georgia?
We can give her one of the T-shirts that you were talking about before that you were hiding.
Oh, no, you don't want a T-shirt.
What about some food or something she can give her baby brother?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah. What's his favourite food? What's he eating at the moment? Is he onto solid food or is it still
kind
of mushy?
He's onto solids now.
Oh, great. We'll send you out.
I love you, Georgia. How old are you, Georgia?
I'm 11.
Oh, were you a chubby kid too?
Was I chubby, Mum? A little bit.
Okay, Georgia, we're going to send you out some chocolate. Feel free to feed it all to the little one.
We have to go, but just before we go, Vanessa has called up to say she was in jail for one night. It was awful. So there you go. You win some, you lose some, Tommy.
But that's not the call topic was, did you go to jail and was it awesome? So that's... Oh, no, we're back to Georgia. We should get out of here.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, up next, I was so excited to share this thing with you because I thought you'd find it so funny. And then I've been given a brief glimpse into your reaction because you looked at me. I've never seen you look at me with a blanker face.
Well, I didn't get it.
I find it so funny and I've done it for years. It's my go-to
it
joke.
It might just be me.
Well, I don't know. It's either going to be hilarious radio.
Or everyone's going to have that same face that I have.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Here's what happened.
Okay.
You know I'm staying with two of my best friends, a couple at the moment. And he made a joke last night on the couch that I've worked out is his go-to joke. And you said to me, what's a go-to joke? And I said, you know those jokes you've been doing for years? He said, what? And I said, well, for me, it's always when I'm out with my mates at the pub and we're all sitting around, I turn away and I grab a coaster and I rip a little bit out of the coaster and then I wedge it against my nose so it looks like I've got a coaster bang on my nose. And then I turn around and go, oi, who's throwing coasters? And that is the first time you've even remotely laughed at that.
Look, hearing it back, I do feel like maybe I was perhaps a little joyless, okay?
I had the best.
It's kind of amusing.
So the thing that made me most happy was once I went into the bar and I thought, oh, I'll get my coaster ready. I had two jugs in my hand, so I got my coaster ready at the bar and then went to walk into the other room with two jugs. And before I could even get to my mates, this old boy leaned back and he goes, someone throwing coasters at a champ.
I think it's more that I didn't, like, look, it was funny when you said it then. Maybe when you said it before I was hungry and I just hadn't eaten and I didn't find it funny, but I just didn't get it. I didn't get why you were asking if someone was throwing coasters.
They're just your go-to jokes. My dad was always, like, he would always do pull my finger, right?
See, that's not funny at all.
It's so funny. I taught my nieces
it's
it the other
not.
Night. It blew their mind. And then my poor little niece, she goes, can I have a go? And holds her hand out and she goes, pull my finger. And I pulled her finger. But then I stopped pulling because I looked at her little face. It was going bright red and straining.
Oh, no, she was trying to do a poo.
Yeah, I thought...
Oh,
I thought, I'm going to pull too hard and someone's going to need change here. So anyway, so we were sitting on the couch last night.
Oh, yes, you mate. What was his go-to?
Yeah, well, then from somewhere next door, there was this huge bang and like crash. And then Lauren, she goes, his soon-to-be wife, goes, oh, my God, what was that? And he goes, Lockie goes, don't worry, Dale, just my hip again. Like his hip plays up. Oh, gosh, I've got absolute crickets for that. I buckled over laughing and she goes, don't. He uses that joke once a day at least.
But why is a noise next door his hip going?
Because anything that cracks or croaks is his hip.
Nah.
That's funny.
It's not.
You don't get go-to jokes, mate.
I obviously don't. I don't. Do I have one? Have I ever done a go-to joke to you? Even as I'm saying this out loud, I feel like I'm sounding like such an old woman who has no sense of humour. I do find things funny. I just don't find that funny.
I don't know if it's a predominantly male thing. Because maybe, I mean, these examples I'm thinking of, they're always, maybe it's men that can't come up with new jokes and we just go, nah, it's a good thing and I'm sticking to it. No matter how many blank looks like yours we get.
My stepdad used to have a go-to, but I can't remember what it was. It was like around pretending he was deaf, that he couldn't hear me.
Oh, fun.
But yeah. I can't, it's obviously not funny enough because I can't remember it.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, things like that, you know?
What? No, see, that's not funny. That's not, you weren't trying to do a joke then.
No, but I'm trying to think of old man things that it could have been.
Yeah, no, I'll think about it. Yep. You'd always go, what? Sorry, couldn't hear you. I'd be like, it's just not funny. I don't know what the thing was.
Here's what I want to know. I want to know what's your go-to joke. I'm going to find it funny.
How about,
because we'll probably give you nothing. But if you can make her laugh.
How about if you make me laugh, we'll give you a prize.
Yeah.
We'll find it, work out what that prize is.
Yeah. This is when we frantically look around and find old pieces of stationery we can give away. But yes, great. I love it. Caitlin, do we have any prizes?
I know what we can give away. We've got Zoe Foster-Blake on the show tomorrow, and she's got a fart book out. Farts make people laugh. Let's give you Zoe Foster-Blake's fart book if you can make me laugh.
See, this is fantastic. Yeah. What's your go-to joke? And if you can make Carrie laugh, you've got a fart book.
Great.
I mean, did radio has radio gotten any better than this? 131060, give us a call, get involved.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about your go-to jokes. I think they're all hilarious. Bickers doesn't think any of them are funny.
Maybe it's just the mood I'm in today.
Oh, you're down.
I don't know.
Let's see if we can turn that around upside down. And also give these people a fart book if they get it right?
Just farts are funny.
Farts are funny. Jane, is it your go-to joke?
Well, it was my mum's go-to joke, and sadly I've inherited and used of my own kids.
What is it?
Well, every time we drive past a cemetery, I say to the kids, you know nobody in the area can be buried in that cemetery. And the kids go, no, why? And I go, because they're still living.
I thought it was going to be that's the dead centre of town or people are dying to get in there.
No. That's a good option.
I mean, it's funny. It doesn't make me like laugh out loud, but I feel bad now because I quite like the sound of Jane. She sounds fun.
Jane, you sound fun and it sounds like a very wacky mum thing to say.
I love, do the kids still play along every single time you do it, Jane?
No, they still fall for it. My son is on the autism spectrum and he still falls for it every time. Oh.
That is one of the upsides there. Jane, let's go to Amy. Amy, what is your go-to joke?
I don't know if it's much of a joke, but whenever I ask my mum to make her a cup of tea, I always just tell her to get it herself.
What is going on?
Hold on, that's not a joke, that's just me.
Make her laugh.
Oh, it's made me laugh too.
It's actually, I mean, it's made me laugh quite a lot as well. Good stuff.
She needs a book.
Keep
Amy a fart book.
Oh, listen, that is keep being rude to you. Let's go to Steve. Steve, have you got a go-to joke, or are you just abusing people around you?
Yeah, no, I've got a dad joke for you, and that is, how do you sell a pig to a deaf man?
How?
Trying to buy a pig!
I mean, you've made Big Morg.
I've lost it now. Yeah, you can tell me anything and find it funny.
Can he have a fart ball?
He can have a fart ball.
Steve,
can you give one back to Jane as well? Because she, I think, she deserves one as well.
How do you give a fart book to a deaf man, though?
Do you want a fart book?
Okay, good. Let's go to Miranda. Miranda, I'm not sure what has happened to this show. Miranda, have you got a go-to joke?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Miranda. Miranda, what's your go-to joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow.
The interrupting cow. Very good, Miranda. You can have a fart book. That's yours.
Oh, we can't top Miranda, can we? But one more. Let's go out on Sean. Sean, one more. What's your go-to joke, mate?
This is another inherited dad joke. Anytime the word beetroot was said, it was always yelled out, nothing beats a root.
Well, I think that's a pretty fitting end to the ball game. Sean,
that's really turned my frown upside down.
A fart book's coming your way, Sean. Great one.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Getting a lot of advice about how to keep my kid buckled into the car seat. Someone said to me, get a buckle-roo. You put that over your buckle and your kid can't escape.
So you've got the Houdini stop, you've got the buckle-a-roo. Say that.
A buckle-a-roo.
All those things are quite expensive, though. Are you just going to go with the gaffer tape?
Well, it is a good idea. Or the Velcro.
The Velcro was a great idea, wasn't it?
Velcro was a great idea.
You could butter. Just make it slippery. Remember how...
honey, just make it sticky.
Sticky.
She just spent so much time eating, just sucking on her fingers that she won't.
Yes, that's good. This is all good stuff. Mm. See, which one are you going to go with?
Probably neither of your options.
Butter? Ouch. You didn't like butter or glue was my other option?
I would just walk everywhere.
oh, yeah, that won't take long at all. That's fine. Carrie's 3 hours late to work today. She walked.
With her three-year-old.
With her three-year-old. Great.
Tomorrow we've got Zoe Foster-Blake on. Plus, we'll be chatting about the gay marriage survey results coming in tomorrow.
That's all tomorrow.
Crossed, everyone.
Catch you then. Bye. Crossed.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.